We head out to the Corky's Hotline this afternoon, and we're joined by the Director of Player Development for San Diego State and former Aztec basketballer Tim Shelton joined us on the Mighty 1090. Tim, welcome. How are you?
How's it going? I'm doing well.
Good. What are the boys up to this morning?
Well, it's 3:36 over here, and this morning we had ourselves a little shoot-around, a little film session. But since the game is so late, you know, we've tried to give the guys some downtime to relax. Like right now, they're just in their rooms just with their feet up and just resting, maybe taking a nap before our next film session in about an hour.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the trip. You guys left on Wednesday. You get there, I would assume, late Wednesday night. What was yesterday all about?
Yesterday was a pretty full day for the guys. Obviously, we got up at around 11 o'clock. So the trip, we got in pretty late, checked into our hotel rooms, didn't have any film, anything like that. Just let the guys go to sleep after they had a snack this morning, breakfast. Then we went over and had a short practice. Then we came back, had lunch, then had another film session. Then we had the open shoot around, which is at the arena. And that's just about 40 minutes of light shooting, kind of individual type drills and things like that where guys can get a lot of shots up and just get familiar with being on the court and in the arena.
Do they let a crowd in to watch you guys work out?
Yes, for that one they do. For that one they do.
Now, where did you guys work out yesterday?
We worked out at the arena where we're going to play.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Yeah.
What do you expect out of this St. John's team? You know, you've looked at the scouting report. You've watched a lot of film. What do you expect out of this team tonight?
They want to get out in transition, and even without it being in transition, they want to get shots up early. They have a handful, actually, of capable shooters, and one of them, Harrison, most notably, I think, is one of the guys who really gets their team going. I believe he's fifth all-time leading scorer in school history, and he averages about 17 points a game. But they have four guys who are averaging double digits, and sometimes they'll play small ball and sometimes they won't. Their starting center this game will be out. He's been suspended, so I think that'll be a little bit different feel for them because he's a shot blocker, a guy who protects the rim for them. But they really have four guys, and three of them, their point guard Green, 23 Jordan, and then 11 Harrison, really like to shoot the ball early in the shot clock, late in the shot clock, and if they get any space, they will just let it go. So they're capable three-point shooters, and that's going to be primarily who the guys are that put points on the board for them. But their four-man pointer is very active on the glass. He's a little bit of an undersized four-man, but he has some skills like JJ can handle the ball and attack in transition. He can push the ball after a rebound and try and get an early basket as well as pass for other guys. But look for him to provide a lot of energy for them in terms of defensively shot blocking, making those extra effort plays.
Tim Shelton, Director of Player Development for San Diego State, joining us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Again, tip-off right about 6:40 tonight, and you'll hear it right here on the Mighty 1090. And Tim, coming across on the Corky's Hotline right now. Defensively, what does Steve Lavin's team like to do? They strictly man, or do they mix it up a little man and zone?
They mix it up. What you'll see probably from them tonight is a little bit of their matchup. They run a matchup 2-3, and it's a little tricky. So you got to make sure you space the floor well and move the ball. And anytime, anything in a zone offensively, you want to make sure you're moving the ball and getting out of guys' hands quickly and moving it to multiple sides of the floor and making the defense work a little bit. And with zones, they have to communicate and make sure they're matching up, especially in theirs. We'll get some good looks if you just move the ball, throw it inside, get it on multiple sides of the floor, and play basketball, play our game, and really, really move the ball and share the ball.
Hey, Tim, you've been around the Aztec program. Of course, you played there for, it seemed like forever. You had to battle through a lot of injuries in your career, but late in your career, you were able to get on the court and, you know, really play, I think, the way you wanted to play your entire career, but injuries kind of held you down there for a number of years. Experience is key, and going into this game tonight, the Aztecs have 9 players that have NCAA tournament experience. St. John's has 0 players with tournament experience. Do you look at that as maybe being a key factor in tonight's game?
I do feel like experience can contribute, you know, to the process in general, and I do think that it'll help our guys. It gives them a little more sense of calm. We've been here before. We do know what it takes to win, and I think more importantly in the preparation process for what it takes to win. I think the guys really approach each practice and each video session and each thing that we do in terms of game prep, I think the guys really approach it in a way that helps them to really be prepared when they get on the court tonight. I know the guys have been here and done this before, and so they know what it takes. They know what type of mental preparation it takes. In terms of on the court, You know, it's a Division I basketball team that's deserving, going up against a Division I basketball team that's deserving. So each team has capable guys. And in the NCAA tournament, you guys have seen what's happened throughout the years in general. Anything can happen. So it's all about being prepared, and usually luck favors those who are prepared.
Hey, when you guys are laying around the hotel, I would imagine the guys in between practice and going through scouting reports, looking at tape, and having team meetings, you guys are watching a lot of hoop the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Watching ourselves, watching others, and then, you know, watching the games that are being played in general. I know a lot of guys have downloaded the NCAA March Madness app and are watching on their phones, on the bus, you know, to and from wherever we're going. And so a lot of basketball, obviously, this is, you know, one of the most exciting times of the year. And March and March Madness in general in college basketball, it's a wonderful environment. Obviously, we're blessed and we're glad to be a part of it.
Tim Shelton joining us on the Corky's Hotline in the Mighty 1090. What's the atmosphere like been around the hotel?
It's nice. We're staying at the La Meridian. We are also staying here with Michigan State, and I believe we stayed with them last year. I was on the elevator coming down, and I actually saw two people that I saw last year in the hotel we were at in Spokane. I was like, this is kind of weird, but, you know, we had good success last time we stayed in the same hotel as Michigan State, so I'm hoping that continues.
Hey, tell me your title, Director of Player Development. Give me your job description here.
Basically, I mean, my job description is the scouting report primarily. I do have other tasks, you know, as assigned, but I think that goes along with everyone's job in general. So my primary job is to help to get together the scouting reports. I watch a whole lot of film. I organize a whole lot of film. I break things down, and obviously I watch a lot of that with the coaches, and we condense it for the players, as well as things that I see that I would like to show the guys to help further their development on a personal level. So I'll sit down with our bigs, I'll sit down with some of our guards, our wings, whoever it is, in terms of what do I see, what does coach see maybe that he wants to show the guys, and just really, really get the guys used to self-scouting. We're huge on self-scouting and watching ourselves to get better, and I think it helps our guys. So that's my primary job.
So I would imagine you're going to be sitting in the stands with a little notepad watching Duke play?
I actually don't think I will. I'm actually cutting the Duke game right now in between this call. I'm actually finishing up their game against North Carolina in the last 2 minutes, just cutting up and showing what they do. So I think Dave is going to be the lead visual scout on that. I think he's going to go watch it, and I'm going to finish cutting up some games that they've already played. And then when I get my hands on that game, some later, I'll start working on that.
Hey, I got to ask you before I let you get out of here. Everybody in the country has an opinion on what happened yesterday in that UCLA-SMU game. How did you see it?
I saw it on television. so it looked like a tough call. I mean, obviously, there's more than one ref for a reason. And that being said, they all had different angles. And so just like watching the replay at different angles, you see different things at different angles. So naturally, I would expect one of the refs who saw it at one of the similar angles that showed it being a goaltend would call it as a goaltend, because that's the natural reaction. So it's really hard to say, but, you know, either way, you probably don't really want to play with the ball when it's up and around the rim. You probably wait for it at least to graze the rim or come down a little bit below it to make the play. So it's a tough call. These refs are obviously professional, but they're in the NCAA tournament. They've done their job pretty well all year. Tough call either way, though.
Seen a lot of Aztec fans running around there yet?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few, mostly family at our hotel. I'm not sure if they're scheduled to stay here or not, but mostly family, and then obviously the dance team, cheer team, band members have been here. So a lot of Aztecs in general, but I've seen some family.
Good stuff. Well, hey, get back to cutting that tape, get it ready, and hopefully we're going to see you guys not only play tonight, but play on Sunday. And good luck tonight, and we'll all be watching and listening.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
The Mighty 1090 Hotline is presented by Corky's.
Call 1-800-901-1102. Corky's.